Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben Crenshaw. I certainly hope we're going to see you at the Century Tournament of Champions coming up. It's really soon, January 4th through the 8th. There's 108 days until the Century Tournament of Champions, and the volunteer registration is open for this 2023 event. Of course, lots of opportunities to, you know, get inside the ropes, really see that action going on. The 25th year at the Plantation Course at Kapalua. And volunteers, super important. If you'd like to be one of those volunteers, there's lots of ways of getting in touch, but the easiest is going to Century Tournament of Champions, all written out, .com, and just click on volunteer. Got a really great show for you this morning. Bob Bupka's in the clubhouse. Attila Ceres is in the clubhouse. Ben Hongo, PGA, is in the clubhouse. And Shane Bacon, co-host of Golf Today on Golf Channel, writer and podcaster, is in the clubhouse today. We've got a lot of golf to talk about. We'll be back after this with Shane. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. Are you ready to take your game to the next level? Own the simulators the pros use, the Golf Zone simulators, now available in Hawaii. Call Dan at Indoor Birdie Hawaii, 808-635-3989. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood. Make your home more beautiful. That's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Mostly sunny skies, isolated showers this morning, and then partly sunny, scattered showers in the afternoon. The high today, 85 to 90. The wind's still variable, 5 to 15 miles per hour. You can expect more rain into the evening hours and more rain tomorrow, and the trades are expected to return to us. Trade winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Kauai's Wailua Golf Course in Lihue will host, yes, the 13th World Deaf Golf Championship in October, the 17th to the 21st. 116 deaf and hard of hearing golfers from 14 countries will be competing in that 72-hole stroke play tournament over 12 divisions. There are divisions including men's and women's team, men's and women's senior and senior team, men's super senior and super senior team, as well as junior boys and girls. The previous World Golf Championships were held in England, Ireland, South Africa, Australia, Sweden, Japan, Scotland, Denmark, and Canada, and now in the U.S. in Hawaii. All right, let's bring him in. Shane Bacon, co-host Golf Today on Golf Channel, writer and podcaster. Welcome into the clubhouse, Shane.
Hey, Danielle, how are you doing?
Good, really good. Good to have you on. It's been like, I don't know, years and years and years since we've had an opportunity to talk. And you do, in addition to Golf Today, you co-host Get a Grip, Shane Bacon, and another great follow, of course, who is with you. I love following Max Homa on Twitter. He's leading the tournament, or at least tied now, with Danny Willett as they get underway 12 under. He's a real character. He must be a lot of fun to work with.
Yeah, you know, we got a chance to do that podcast for about a year and a half together, and he still dives on every now and again with it. But yeah, it's been pretty wild to kind of watch the rise of Max. You know, we're out in Napa covering the event this week, so I got a chance to go out. I actually went out and watched some golf yesterday before the telecast, so my wife came with me, and we went out there, and and followed along for four or five holes. And I think I walked up, and right when we walked up, he made about a 25-footer for eagle. And so,
Wow.
you know, it's just, I think this, you know, Max was a guy that came out of college and really, you know, this was his first start on the PGA Tour was the event in Napa, and he finished top 10 that week and played well the next week in Vegas. And then, you know, if you followed his journey at all, you know, really lost his golf game. And to see him, you know, get back to this place and to now be, you know, a top 20, 25 player. And potentially, I think I was looking up yesterday, you know, if he wins this week, he'll be 15th in the world. I love the fact that, you know, he's really started to understand how good he is, because I think everybody around him always knew it and we always saw it. You know, during the pandemic, I played a ton of golf with Max out in Arizona, you know, and there was no professional golf to be played. And I'd have buddies of mine, you know, mini tour guys and people that have played, you know, at a very, very high level. And, you know, you get a chance to watch him play 18 holes and those long irons and everything like that. And for him to sharpen up the wedge game over the last couple of years and to sharpen up, you know, around the greens, and just to see all the work he's put in really show up, it's really been remarkable. And, I mean, he's paid off and he's done it. You know, he's done it all himself and worked with the right guys out there. But, I mean, you know, a really good dude. But the game is leveled up to how much fun he is kind of on social media, because he might be the number one ranked Twitter golfer in the world. Yes. But I mean, he's really becoming a top 10 golfer in the world, you know, week to week.
Yeah, you know, and I love his down-to-earthness, you know, and his matter-of-factness. Do you think that downturn in his game added to that kind of perspective?
I mean, I don't think there's any way it can. You know, when you see, again, I mean, when you're one of the great amateur players and one of the great collegiate players, you know, he was on one of the best college golf teams of all time. I mean, I think they lost two events the entire season. You know, he wins Pac-12s that year. You know, he qualifies for the U.S. Open that year. Michael Kim does as well on that Cal team. You know, they play the U.S. Open at Marion as college teammates. You know, you're the highest of highs there, right? I mean, he played on a Walker Cup team. And then you get out on tour, and it seems so easy right away, and then you lose it completely. And, I mean, you can't help but gain a lot of perspective in that capacity, because, again, you've seen it. You've seen the high highs, and then you've seen what it's like when you – I remember he used to always talk about how he'd play golf, and he'd inevitably wait for the foul ball off the tee, right? He knew it was going to come at some point in the round. And now you see a guy that drives the golf ball as well as he does week to week, day to day, and – it's just a completely different human. But, I mean, he's still, you know, that wasn't that long ago. You know, you're talking 3 and 4 years ago when he was out on the Korn Ferry Tour grinding, trying to get his card, having to birdie the last four holes in the regular season just to earn a spot in the finals. I mean, it's been a crazy journey for him, but it's been a very cool journey and a very unique journey. You know, when you lose it, it's so hard to find it again. And to find it to this level where he's in contention so often, it's really a pretty, you know, one of one story.
Yeah, exactly. And I, you know, the person who came to mind when you said, when you lose it, it's so hard to find it, is Ricky Fowler. It's like he had it and he was so good at having it. And then for it to like go through your fingers, it's like sand. And so how do I get this thing back again? How is Ricky?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's, you know, for Ricky, I mean, Ricky always kind of skirted the line. You know, he wasn't the best driver of the golf ball in the world. He wasn't the best iron player in the world. He wasn't the best around the greens, but he was solid throughout the stats, right?
Right.
And so when you drop just a little bit here and there throughout the board, across the board, I mean, and as talented as golf is and as young as golf is, then every year you've got the Goddard-ups and the Cooties coming up that are going to try to take your spot. You know, you've just got to keep it up. And it's just so crazy when you talk to these players about the minuscule nature of what they're trying to improve or what they're trying to gain. You know, it's 0.2 shots around with the putting, or, you know, 0.1 shots with the iron play. It's so small, but it adds up. I mean, I remember talking to Ryan Moore a few years ago, and he said, I'm trying to get 0.25 shots around better, you know, which seems so small to us. But when you add it up across the board, it matters. But, you know, for Ricky, I mean, it seems like a guy that's really been searching, you know, obviously a caddy change and now back to Butch and working on a lot of different stuff. And he's tinkered a lot with the putting when the putting kind of left him, which was always, you know, something he could really lean on. And, you know, he fired a great first round. I think we had a stat yesterday on Golf Channel where his last six rounds of 67 or better on tour You know, he's failed to break 70 the next round. So that opening round, you know, it's improving. Now it's about finding the consistency throughout the four rounds. I think he has, you know, four top tens in his last 58 starts or something on tour. I mean, this was a very consistent player. But, you know, I mean, I think for players like Ricky and even Jordan Spieth a couple of years ago,
right,
you can look at a guy like Max and say, look what this guy did. Like, maybe he wasn't to the level we were when he lost his game, but he's been able to put in the work to find it again. And so, you know, if a guy like Max can do it, you know, a guy like Steve Stricker can do it. Remember when Steve Stricker couldn't find the planet off the tee and he wins comeback player of the year back-to-back years? You know, I mean, you can look at certain players, and I mean, even, you know, the greatest, you know, example of who to compare yourself in the world to is Tiger Woods. And, you know, Tiger lost his golf game and was able to work out a way to find it again. And so it is in there, but I mean, you've got to put in the work, and Max has definitely done that.
Now, what comes to my mind is you've got to find it in the dirt. I tried to explain what that means to somebody. What does that really mean? You are an amazing golfer in your own right. You've been a caddy at St. Andrews. You've done so much in this game. What does that mean?
It's you've got to practice, and you've got to practice the right way, right? You've got to practice the right thing. I think, you know, with you know, Max, for example, because obviously he's tied to the lead, and he's a big part of this week as he was last year. You know, Max is a guy that found not just, you know, he found his game again, but he found the perfect instructor for it. I mean, Mark Blackburn has been a godsend to Max. And so it's not just about the practice. It's not just about going out and finding the answers in the dirt, but it's about finding the right answers for you. And I think that has been a big part of the experience of Max Homa the last 2 years, with working on the right things and working on the right things for him. And, you know, for Ricky and everybody right now that's searching, it's trying to find what's best for you in terms of the hour or two, you know, you're going to work out on the golf course. I had Justin Suh on the podcast this week, and, you know, Justin Suh, you know, burst out on the scene, number one amateur in the world. He's doing the press conference at the Travelers Championship, you know, with Victor Hovland and Colin Morikawa and Matthew Wolf, and these are the next big four. And it's taken Justin a bit of time to get there, but he's got there. You know, he got his PGA Tour card through the Korn Ferry Tour last year, and he talked about, over the last year, it's about simplifying what he just thinks about over the golf ball. I mean, his whole entire approach over the last year in pro golf is about setup. That's, he goes, I stand over the ball, and if my setup's right, I know I'm going to make a good golf swing. So, yeah, the answers can be in the dirt, but again, they've got to be the right answers. I used to have a baseball coach that was big on, it's not practice makes perfect, it's perfect practice makes perfect, right? Wow. Make sure you're practicing the right things for you.
Yeah, that is really good. And again, finding someone you can tune in with, you know, so that you're on the same wavelength. Yeah, you know, and it's so cool that you went to Justin Suh, because he was my next question. It was your Get a Grip podcast with him. And now, what's this about? He stretches. I was going to say works
three,
out, but
3 hours a day. 3 hours a day of stretching. He said he's been stretching since he was 13 or 14. But he said he was, you know, we were just casually talking. He came to the hotel room. I'm buddies with Justin. He's a great dude. And he just drops that kind of nonchalantly. And I said, wait a minute. 3 hours of stretching is more than most humans have ever experienced. And so he said that's basically, he's changed his mentality on the road. You know, I mean, it's so easy. I mean, my wife's on the road with me this week. And you know, she kind of gets to see the downtime, right? Or, you know, when you're sitting around in your hotel room waiting to go to work or waiting to go do the broadcast because, you know, we're on from 3 to 6 today. And there is a lot of downtime. And the same can be said for the pro golf, right? You're an afternoon tee time. You've got a lot of time in the morning. You're a morning tee time. You've got a lot of time in the afternoon. And he said he used to sit in his hotel room, you know, and watch Netflix and scroll on his phone and just kind of chill. And he said he's changed that. You know, if he's in his hotel room relaxing, he's working on his body or working on his mind. But the 3 hours of stretching was pretty substantial. I got a good laugh out of that.
Yeah. I was thinking, gosh, I'd be in really great shape if I stretched for 3 hours. I just got to find the 3 hours.
Be very flexible. We'd be very Gumby-like if we were doing that much.
Okay. You also are writing. I mean, you are so busy. I don't see a whole lot of downtime. Golfersjournal.com?
Yeah, I've been doing kind of a one-page column for the Golfers Journal. I think over the last 5 issues, you know, it's so cool. I just love that company. I just love what they're about. I love what they put out. It's the kind of content that I just get obsessed with, where they're the stories you don't know you need to care about until you read them, you know. And I always find that some of the most special times in journalism. But they basically said, write whatever you want. And so, I mean, I've written about golf bags and written about, you know, being a new parent to kids and trying to navigate, you know, getting them interested in golf. But it's been a whole bunch of fun. And then I actually have a children's golf book that's coming out in about a month and a half called The Golfer's Zoo. That I've been working on over the last year. So obviously when you have a child and now have two children and, you know, you spend so much time reading books, you see what's out there and what's not out there. And I was surprised by the lack of children's golf books that were available. So I was like, why not just write one? And so I've teamed up with Back Nine Press. They've done a great job of helping me out with it. So, yeah, you know, busy parenting and traveling and golfing and, you know, I will say this, my practice has gone down. You got to cut something out. I'm not stretching 3 hours a day, and I'm definitely not practicing 3 hours a day.
No, okay, so is this your book, a children's golf book? Does it have characters in it, in addition to people, I imagine, but also maybe animals?
I kind of was thinking about it as a kid, right, as a child. When your parents go to the golf course and you don't totally know what golf is or what the experience is like, what are they doing? And I'm sure kids are so curious. And so I wrote it really from the kind of the kid's perspective. And the idea was, you know, the golf course is kind of this haven of animal, right? It's this haven of, you know, every golf course has something living somewhere or something's living somewhere. And so I just wrote it as, if you're a curious kid and mom and dad go to the golf course, what's out there? And so it was a lot about all the animals on the golf course and, you know, the deers that live in the trees on 7 and the fish and the turtles that are in the pond on 12. And so, you know, just to give, I mean, the hope is if you're reading that to your kid, maybe 1 out of 100 kids wants to go to the golf course and check out the animals. I remember Joel Klatt, who's, you know, national broadcaster, good buddy of mine doing the Oklahoma game right now for Fox. You know, Joel Klatt told me when he was, you know, he's got 3 boys and he had a rule that when he would take them to the golf course, he'd play 1 hole as a golf hole. And then he would play 1 hole as a fun hole, and he'd let the kids pick what to do. Do you want to go throw rocks in the water? Do you want to go play in a sand trap? And he said a lot of the time it was always about going and observing the animals. And so I remember that really stuck with me. So that's kind of where the genesis of the book came from. And it's been a lot of fun, been a very interesting project. I mean, never written a book before, definitely never written a children's book and dealt with illustrators and everything like that. But we've got a great group that helped us out, and I'm very, very excited about it. So should be able to pre-order in the next, you know, month and a half. So keep an eye on my Twitter and all that, and I'll have some information out there. But I think it's going to be something cool for the little kids out there that might be interested in what mom and dad are doing.
Yeah, I love it. I absolutely love it. ShaneBacon.com is where you can find Shane on Twitter, at Shane Bacon. Really simple. Really easy to remember. Let's see now. Was 2008, 2009 when you started on Twitter?
Oh my gosh! Is that yes? I mean, you're bringing up when we started the fun days of Twitter. Yeah, I mean, it was probably been 10-12 years, which is really wild to think about. But yeah, you know, the Twitter world has changed a lot. I remember the silly goofing off stuff back in the day. I've tried to go back to that a little bit, you know, not take it so seriously and just have a little bit of fun, but there's still some good days in there. You know,
yes.
There's still some happiness in social media between the negativity.
Oh, yeah. I have some animals, you know, people who do dog and cat stuff. I make sure that pops up in my feed all the time. Then I can
make
grin.
You smile. That's exactly right.
Exactly. Yes. So let's go back to a little golf and what these guys, and Ricky Fowler again, but Kevin Na, too. Using cavity-backed irons instead of blades for more consistency and more stability. Tell us about that. See, a lot of guys, you know, they want to, like you mentioned, they want to go out and use what the professionals are using. Sometimes that's not right.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was talking to an equipment rep one time, and they said the only reason anybody plays blades these days is for ego. And I agree with that. Now, mind you, I want to get some blades, so that tells you where I am in terms of ego right now, but I mean, the technology is there, and there's so much available. And I remember a few years ago, I got fit with my friends at Titleist in California, and they put me in these PMB irons, which are, you know, pretty thick irons and a little, they wouldn't be what I necessarily would have looked down at typically, but my numbers were the best with those. And so I think sometimes you have to surrender yourself to the smart, you know, people that do this for a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, And if you can, again, going back to the Ryan Moore thing, if you can add 0.2 shots a day, if Kevin Na can pick up 2 or 3 yards with his irons, or sees just slightly more, consistency in that, why wouldn't you use them? You know, why not go down that route? And I think a lot of the, and that's something actually I'm very impressed with pro golfers, is they do leave their ego at the side a lot.
At the door.
I mean, you see these people that go, think about Adam Scott, right? I mean, think about Adam Scott going to the long putter years ago. Adam Scott is as graceful a golfer as you've ever seen in your entire life. And let's be frank, the long putter does not look graceful, but he didn't care, you know. He was just trying to get a little bit better on the greens. And so for Kevin Na, if it's going from blades to that, or if it's adding the hybrid or two in the golf bag, and it makes you just that much better, it makes golf that much easier for you, you're going to see it in money, and you're going to see it in FedEx Cup points, and you're going to see it where you landed by the end of the year.
Oh, heavens, you brought up FedEx Cup points, and I'm thinking about not talking about LIV Golf, but they're saying that, you know, everything, the world official world golf ranking is slow playing them on whether or not they should be getting official world golf ranking points for their events, which I find kind of weird, since it, how can you compare a 72 holes event to a 54 holes event? It just, you know, I'm perplexed about the whole thing. But let's go back to you. Okay, you started your own blog, Dogs That Chase Cars. You began writing for Yahoo, AOL, CBS, and then the big TV break to Back 9 Network, only to see that go away. Fox Sports was the official network of the USGA events, including the US Open at Shinnecock, and then the USGA pulled out, and that gig went away. How did you hold it together? So much success, and then see it, like, sand through your fingers again. And yet you are always going. You're always finding the optimism.
Well, the Fox thing was just kind of it was really one of those perfect storm situations, you know, with COVID and the scheduling changes for a lot of those championships, and, you know, the networks understanding that what was going to be on those networks at certain days and certain times, versus maybe what, you know, some of the organizations were hoping would be. So, I mean, that was just simply put, you know, that was almost a part of what happened with a lot of companies in terms of COVID. But yeah, I mean, you know, what can you do? Things happen at times, and you want to push forward and adapt and change. I mean, that's been something we've seen with media, right? I mean, you were joking about joining Twitter, right? I mean, you think about joining Twitter and podcasts, and I didn't know what a podcast was. And then I'm looking on the podcast space, and there's like two golf podcasts out there. Dogs That Chase Cars was a golf blog I started when there was like two or three golf blogs out there. You know, it's trying to keep an eye on what's new. And it's not as easy as you get older and you've got a lot of stuff at home, right? I mean, you're trying to juggle a couple of kiddos and a family and do that. But I mean, the world and the evolution of media changes, and it's just trying to keep, you know, one finger on it. And some of this stuff works for you. You know, I remember I started a newsletter because I thought newsletters were getting very popular, and I just couldn't keep up with it. I just didn't have the time to do it. So that had to go away. But yeah, the podcast thing has been cool, and I've just been trying to, you know, just trying to find new ways to bring fun things to golf fans and to golf audiences. And that's what we're seeing. You know, when you look at the space now, and you think about, you know, the companies like No Lane Up, who have evolved into a real media company, right? Right. And, you know, they brought on people like Gruder Golf. And, like, there's so many young people out there right now that are doing such a great job. You know, I've been lucky enough to have Claire Rogers, who works for golf.com, jump on the podcast with me a lot this year and recap a lot of the majors. You know, it's a different voice. And, you know, listen, you snap your fingers all of a sudden, you're not the young person in the media space anymore. And so how do you adapt to that? How do you handle that? I mean, you know, that's not always the easiest thing either. You're always the young person. And then, you know, I'm 2 years away from turning 40. So,
just so old.
Go away, and it's either, you know, adapt, change, or you die. That's really what it is.
Adapt, change, or you die. I love it. And great talking to you. Shane Bacon, co-host Golf Today on Golf Channel. Great show, 3 hours long. Co-host of Get a Grip, Shane Bacon. And another great follow on Twitter is Max Homa, who is tied for the lead before they start off. I don't know what time the tea time is, but have a great day. Have a wonderful weekend. And I'm so glad your wife is with you.
Danielle, always appreciate the time, and always good chat, and talk to you soon, okay?
Absolutely. Aloha. Coming back with Ben Hongo, PGA, Director of Instruction, Hongo Golf. That's hongogolf.com, teaching professional at Kapalua Golf, and he's president, Aloha Section PGA, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Iwilei. Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Ben Hongo, PGA, Director of Instruction, Hongo Golf, hongogolf.com. That's where you go to find Ben Hongo, teaching professional at Kapalua Golf Academy, and President, Aloha Section PGA. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Excellent. Thank you. You know, you're a runner, a foodie, a sushi cuisine artiste, and a lover of the game of golf. Let me see now. When did you start running? That was, what, 15 years ago?
Well, I've always, you know, done a little running. I haven't run that much last year or so, but I had a little stint during the pandemic where I ran 6 months straight every day, at least 2 miles.
Wow.
So that was fun.
That was fun? Well, you're running.
I had nothing else to do, so I was kind of bored.
Weren't we all just a little bit taken aback? Fitness, TPI certified. So not only can you teach us the game, you can help us with body for getting into the game?
Well, you know, the TPI model, especially the level I'm at, I'm really kind of more in assessment mode, more than helping you, you know, get in the gym and stuff like that.
Okay.
We do have other PGA professionals, you know, in the state, like down the road, Chris Armandini, who is, you know, level 3, and he actually, with his high school teams and his junior golfers and whatnot, you know, he puts them through, you know, workout programs and stuff like that. So my educational background when it comes to the TPI, I don't think it's extensive enough to, you know, recommend any type of, regimen for exercise. But I guess I can talk the talk.
Well, you could, when you're helping someone with their game, you can see probably the things that they're having difficulty with is really what's difficult for their body to do. And with a little bit of something, I don't know what, they might be able to do what they want to do better.
You're absolutely right. You know, I think one of the things is just kind of recognizing, you know, people's limitations and, you know, challenges that they might have. And, you know, I could sit, you know, until my face is blue and ask somebody to do something, but if they physically cannot do it, it's not going to happen. So that person either going to have to go see a therapist to fix that, you know, whatever the problem is, okay, or as a teacher, I have to get around that. And, you know, and I think that's, you know, one of the challenges that we have as golf instructors, that we're not all built the same.
Exactly. We're all not built the same. So if I'm watching some guy or girl on television and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I'll be able to see how he does, you know, it's like, yeah, right, in your dreams.
Yeah. And I got to be honest with you, my perspective, I'm 55 now and I turned 50, you know, it wasn't that, you know, I didn't feel like my body was that much different than when I was 35 or 40. But man, when I hit about 52, I kind of realized, I'm like, oh, now I understand why PGA Tour, you know, set the senior tour bar at 50.
Yes. Somebody on the Champions Tour once said, you know, the thing about when you, after 50, you don't know what's going to hurt when you wake up the next day.
Yep. That's absolutely right.
Yeah. And you just got to cope with that, you know, maybe stretch a little bit more. So we're going to have Michael Costello on, but one of the talking points that you had listed, and I think it's so wonderful how you phrased it, Michael Costello's Fantastic Summer. Sounds like a movie, right?
It really is. I just saw him yesterday, and he was out there playing with his boys, his assistant pros on the Bay Course. I think they just went out and played nine holes. But it's just, you know, he's we're about the same age, and, you know, he's still playing great. And it's just, you know, great to see him, you know, have the success that he had this summer. But, you know, Aloha Section, we just got kind of done with our championship month, I guess. And, you know, we had Jeff Ingram from Nanea win the assistant championship, Eddie Lee from Maui Nui win the senior championship, and obviously Michael just won the section championship. So all those three guys will be representing the Aloha Section at, you know, respective national events coming up. And Michael actually, he's the winner of the section championship also gets a free ticket to the Sony Open. So he'll be teeing up with a big boy. So I was kind of kidding him. Hey, can I get your autograph since you're a tour player now?
Yes, you're a tour player now. That's right. Sign here.
Yeah.
Well, as president of the Aloha Section PGA, what do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish?
I think foremost, I think, I'm here to serve the membership. So, I told Wes Walua, who's our executive director, I told him, hey, I may not be the best president ever, but, you know, I want to be the most visible or, where the members, the PGA members, you know, can come up to me and easily talk to me about, you know, their issues or whatever, you know, whatever that is. That's out there. I want to make the members of the PGA feel like, you know, we're actually doing something in the industry, that we're part, you know, that we're relevant in the business of golf and, you know, whatever that might be. So I'm still kind of, you know, I just took the office about less than a month ago. So I'm still kind of learning a lot of different things and whatnot. But it's been a pretty cool month already. You know, I've been to all the championships except for the assistants. I've also got to officiate, I guess, at the Junior League regionals at Wailea.
Yeah, cool.
Watching all the kids and stuff. Yeah, it was really cool. We almost had a Maui team, make it all the way to the national. We came really close. But, it's just fun watching all the kids and, you know, all the parents and coaches get involved. It was cool. And Marcus over there, Marcus Judge at Wailea, and his team get such a big deal over there. So it's really, really nice to see that.
Yeah, great guy. Great guy. So I hear you saying that you want to have an open door policy. If somebody, a member, has a problem, they think that you could help with the help of the Aloha Section and everybody, you could solve this and make things better for the golf professional and, as a result, for golfers in general.
Yes, yes. Because, you know, I think when, you know, and I mean, most of us are, you know, either teachers or operators, you know, of golf courses and whatnot. And, you know, if we got happy people running, you know, the golf courses or teaching golf, you know, that's going to definitely, you know, transfer to the customers. And, you know, although the, you know, the pandemic, you know, made golf very, very popular, you know, for a while, you know, we're, you know, on the mainland, especially, we're starting to see kind of the decline, or I guess normalizing, you know, with the rounds of golf and stuff. And I think the last time we had kind of a blip, you know, on the map was during Tiger Mania. And, you know, up until the pandemic, you know, the industry, we were kind of seeing a slide. You know, I won't say that we were in trouble or anything, but we were definitely seeing a little bit of a slide. So, you know, I think we have to do our best trying to keep the audience, you know, in the theater, per se, since we got them right now.
Yeah, and I thought the PGA of America in general did a great job of responding to that slide and recognizing how team sports, for instance, are so important to kids, and creating the Junior League so that a team of kids can play together, and just a bunch of other things that the PGA of America put in play to make the game more inclusive. But I mean, and I'm talking about families, including, you know, now trying to, if a parent and child wants to get taught together, that's something that's in the works as well, as at least that's what I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have like the, you know, Junior League, family leagues, and we got all kinds of programs out there. I think, you know, I think PGA of America has done a pretty good, you know, real good job of creating these programs and whatnot. So it's, you know, the entry is easier for new golfers. And, you know, I think it's a little intimidating, you know, for new golfers to come in, because they really, you know, really look at it from their perspective. You know, they don't really know, you know, how to approach the game. They don't even know how to dress, you know, and just there's so many questions that I get. But during the pandemic, you know, for example, my hair stylist and her friend decided to take golf lessons. They never played golf before, and I took them basically A to Z. And now, you know, they're playing golf, you know, on weekends. And, you know, and she told me a couple of weeks ago she went out and played the bay course, and she actually kept score for 18 holes. I can't remember what she shot, but you know, it was the first time she actually kept score. So, and this has all kind of happened in the last 2 years, so it's kind of cool to see that.
Yes, that's a really good point that you just made. You know, a lot of people think, I don't know, I didn't want to do scoring this. I got, you don't have to keep score. You don't have to keep score unless you want a handicap. So you can go out and play golf, and it, you know, as long as you're keeping up sort of the pace of play, you, yep. So that you don't have three groups waiting for you to finish. Yeah.
That's probably the, you know, I mean, there's some etiquette stuff that's out there on the golf course. You know, it's not like tennis where you got your own little area. You have to share the grounds with everybody else. So, you know, like you said, I think, you know, pace of play probably one of the biggest things. But, you know, realistically, you know, scoring, I mean, and I tell all my students, I mean, your number one goal should be that when you pick the ball out of the hole in the 18th hole, that you tell yourself that was fun and you want to do it again. You know, so, you know, whatever that is to you, you know, whether it's shooting 68 or shooting 120 or not scoring at all or taking a few holes off or, you know, whatever that is.
Yeah, I like that. So speaking of PGA of America, and of course, Ben Hongo, PGA, is Director of Instruction, Hongo Golf. You can find him at hongogolf.com. And he's president of Aloha Section, PGA, the Aloha, the Hawaii section of the Professional Golfers Association of America, and the new headquarters in Frisco with a great golf course that could be hosting the Ryder Cup, I would imagine, at some point in the future, is opening. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it just opened. Official grand opening was like a month ago. And, you know, we have a few of our guys go there. I haven't gone there just yet. But it's a 36-hole, you know, facility. and basically home of PGA golf now. It used to be for years since the like 50s or 40s or whatever. It was in Florida. So, you know, it was a good, like, anytime we had to call the, you know, like, poor Wes, I mean, you know, when he has to talk to the national, them being in the West Coast, I mean, on the East Coast, excuse me, I think he has to get on the phone, like, 3 o'clock in the morning and stuff like that. So even though it's not, you know, I think it's Texas still in the central time zone, it is 1 hour closer, I think. So anyway, I think it makes it a little bit easier. And also, you know, all the committees and stuff. I know, like, Scott Ashworth is on some type of a national committee, and he's got to go to the national office. So, you know, going to Texas is a little bit closer than Florida. So, but it's a, I've seen pictures of it, and you know, it's got everything. It's got a great driving range, got indoor like simulators, and you know, so on. All the newest tech is there, and so I'm really looking forward to you know, visiting. It's supposed to be somewhere just north of Dallas or north of the airport there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. But they're hosting the 2020 next year. They're hosting the Senior PGA Championship, and then in 2025 is the Women's PGA Championship, and I think 2027 is when we hold a PGA Championship.
Yes.
So I'm sure we'll get the Ryder Cup there at some point. I don't see it on the list yet, but you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll yeah.
It's a PGA of America event, so I imagine eventually when they're ready, they'll put it in the schedule. That would be awesome to highlight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, highlight their event at their golf course. So tell us who's coming for the teaching and coaching summit at Hualalai.
So we got a few people that's committed so far, and we have a guy named Will Robbins, and he's a really great teacher. He's in Northern California. He's I think originally from UK somewhere, if he has that British accent. And anyway, he's a great guy, but his specialty, you know, is what he calls modern day you know, teaching. And so we're going to have a day with him, or, you know, or whatever his session.
Yeah.
He's going to take us on a golf course and, you know, and he's going to kind of run us through what he does in his playing lessons. So that's kind of cool. He's also going to spend another hour on marketing ourselves at PGA. So I caught the last bit of your with the last guy.
Yeah.
Had, and you know, you guys were talking a little bit about like social media and stuff. And, you know, right now the, you know, PGA professional, I think the average age is like 53. And, you know, we're, you know, our average, we're certainly not the youngest people in the world. And, you know, I do my best trying to post stuff on Instagram and, you know, Facebook and stuff like that. But, I know I'm pretty inadequate when it comes to all that
stuff. No, you're not.
I'm looking forward to kind of listening to, you know, what he does from his marketing standpoint and whatnot, because, you know, you could be the greatest teacher in the world, but if you got nobody coming to your door, you know, you're going to go out of business. So.
This is true. But you are good. Your Instagram posts are always really cool, and you get lots and lots of likes, and you're doing a great job. And quit it with the 53 being old. Goodness gracious, you've just figured out, you know, what life's all about, and that you got that one tucked under in your back pocket. So you've got lots to give us and much more to learn. I was just thinking, Will Robbins is going to go teach you guys. This is good.
Yeah.
It's good to be a student again. Ben Hongo.
Oh, it is. It,
yes.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, I always try my best trying to learn every day. You know, I know I haven't figured out everything yet.
And that's, once you think that you've figured it all out, forget about it. It's the universe is going to slap you upside the head.
I agree.
So I'll check out Hongo Golf, H-O-N-G-O G-O-G-O-L-F, HongoGolf.com. Great info about the game and Ben Hongo's teaching. That's Ben Hongo, PGA Director of Instruction, Hongo Golf, teaching professional at the Kapalua Golf Academy, and president of the Aloha Section PGA. 2017 Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, voted best teachers in Hawaii by Golf Digest in 2019 and 2020 by his peers. Two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, two-time Youth Development Leader of the Year, and Horton Smith Award recipient. Very active, a great guy. Go meet Ben. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, and I look forward to seeing you again in January.
Yeah, and yes, in January, and we should talk before then. Thank you for being on the show. Aloha, Ben.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're going to come back. Have you, you know, heard about the latest hack, the latest ransomware attack, the latest putting us out of business attempt, you know, cutting off our gas supply, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? It seems the list is endless, and we hear about it at least once a month, maybe more. Attila Serez, president of CYPAC, IT Management and Cybersecurity, based here in Hawaii. We're going to talk with him after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Are you ready to take your game to the next level? Own the simulators the pros use. The award-winning Golf Zone simulators are now available in Hawaii. Automatic ball return and tee up, 5 different hitting surfaces, 200 courses worldwide, and a moving dual plate floor system with worldwide internet connectivity. To get yours, contact Dan at Indoor Birdie Hawaii, 808-635-3989.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Hey, if you're tired of the heat, this morning was 58 degrees, Volcano Golf Club. They had a 926 available when we started the show at 7, 926. And we've got, yes, Volcano Golf Club, rounds of golf for the winner. The winner, just dial 808-545-1111. The ninth caller takes it. That's Volcano Golf Club. Call now. 808-545-1111.
So, how have your investments done lately?
Well, my house has certainly appreciated a lot in the last few years.
How do you invest in that?
I put a new Rainer garage door on last year, made it beautiful, and I know I'll get my money when I sell my home. According to all reports, garage doors rank as one of the best improvements for both selling your home faster and getting back your entire investment.
What about cost today?
Rainer doors have never been a better investment. My door is quieter, stronger, safer, and it transformed the look of my house. Better yet, I added value to my home at the same time, and with inflation the way it is, I know everything will be a lot more expensive next year. So now was the perfect time to buy a Rainer door.
Call Rainer now for your stunning new door. Visit HawaiiDoor.com or call 808-732-8860.
That's HawaiiDoor.com, 808-732-8860.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at CYPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets. With the serenity that comes from having CYPAC watching your network and infrastructure, you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at CYPAC.com. That's CYPAC.com.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Attila Serez is president, CYPAC, IT Management and Cybersecurity, based right here in Hawaii. Welcome into the clubhouse, Attila.
Thank you for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. Pleasure having you. And I'd like to start off right away from your news feed, your news stream on your Twitter page, CYPAC Tech, CYPAC Tech. And we hear about cyber attacks all the time, as I mentioned. Over Labor Day, the LA Unified School District had a ransomware attack. Now, you know, to me, attacking a school district, what? But they do it, I guess, because they do it. They can get information on the kids and the parents within the system. And there's somebody called the Vice Society that targets the education sector, where sensitive student data is stored on school systems or third-party companies. That's scary, isn't it? It goes from the school system to a third-party company. Anyway, so CYPAC is offering a free report card for Hawaii schools to evaluate their cybersecurity. Let's talk about this thing about hacking and what you're doing for Hawaii schools.
Well, you're right, Danielle. Earlier you mentioned that we see these kind of news stories show up, you know, once a month or more. Well, guess what happened just this week? We had the LAUSD hack. We had the Uber hack that came out yesterday. And also bad guys got into the feed for Microsoft Edge browsers. What that means is that anyone who opened up their computer screen had a link that would bring them to scams, particularly tech support scams. But back to LAUSD, you're absolutely right. Schools are a vulnerable target, and these kind of bad actors, they like to jump into networks and cause disruption right before a long weekend. So, of course, the LAUSD suffered it. They were hit over a Labor Day weekend. And in our talks with law enforcement, they've given us insight into how they got in. And really, the short story is deferred maintenance. And when we go and evaluate an organization such as a school or an in critical infrastructure company or a private business, we look to see if they've done their deferred maintenance. You know, you wouldn't want to go a month without showering, would you? Well, the same kind of thing happens with your systems. You do need to have regular service and proactive maintenance. And that's where it gets a little bit hairy because the technology is a moving target, right? We're in an arms race with these bad actors. And this is why we started the firm almost 20 years ago to protect Hawaii businesses from bad things that occur, because everyone now is connected to the world's most insecure network, otherwise known as the Internet. So that's our mission. We want to protect Hawaii. And if we can do that with the schools, with the critical businesses that we all depend upon, I'm going to consider that a win.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're offering a free report card for Hawaii schools to evaluate their cybersecurity. How would you go about doing this? Or if a school wants to have you check out if they're all of their systems are up to date, if they've, you know, updated their apps. I mean, it's funny when the computer says, hey, you need to update something. You know, it's not joking. You need to do it, yeah?
Well, you know, much like our health stance, for each of us individually, I think we could all do just a little bit better. We could all diet a little bit more and exercise a little bit more. I think that's a reasonable assumption. And in schools, you know, they're focused on taking care of kids and having a wonderful curriculum and dealing with those parents, because you know, I'm a parent myself. I know I can be difficult sometimes. So, you know, from a school administrator standpoint, technology sometimes gets a little bit left behind, or they just kind of do their best to keep things up and wait for a fire to pop up before putting it out. So we do go into schools, and we do a complete A to Z network vulnerability assessment. So we jump inside, and we scan the entire network. And then based on that, we put together a report card, much the same way as your kids might get. And we'd say things like, for example, equipment age. Well, you know, if the equipment is beyond its useful lifespan, you know, a student is going to really suffer from that. And over the years, you know, we've done what we can to work with nonprofits to get equipment into the hands of students. You know, as of course, if they don't have access to the proper equipment, they can't learn. And so we look at that. We look at their overall behavioral position. A good cybersecurity posture, good cyber hygiene, is a combination of technology and behavior. So if you don't have the right behaviors installed in your staff, i.e. they may just simply not know to not put their password on a post-it note and stick it on their screen. That's maybe what they've always done, but you know, you can't really keep doing what you've always been doing in a highly evolving world like this. It's too dangerous.
Yeah. Wow.
And so we look at the technology and we look at the behavior.
And I guess the software is a part of that, yes?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, one thing about an arms race is that the software itself keeps getting better and better. You know, the software from 10 years ago that used to protect systems simply can't do it anymore. And maybe we should start with a little bit of a story. So, you know, some folks are interested in how... you know, folks get, how do these bad actors actually get inside of a computer network and cause damage? So this is a common attack pattern. Let's pretend that you're a critical infrastructure company, like a power company.
Yeah.
And on your website, you're so proud of all this great new equipment that you've put inside your organization to provide utilities to the community. And you're also proud to offer some jobs to prospective candidates and indicate the type of equipment they need to have a specialty or you know, understanding of. Well, imagine then that the HR manager starts receiving job applications. And inside those job applications, they've figured out what kind of equipment is in your infrastructure because you posted on your website. And on your job listing, you've also posted the specialty required. Now that Word document has an embedded script, which then does a reverse shell and allows the bad actor to gain access to that system. Now they can go traverse the network looking for a vulnerability, some way to hop networks from your HR or IT network into your OT or your industrial control system network, which could then disrupt the utility. Right. Now, that's kind of an extreme example, but that's the exact attack pattern we've seen. Luckily, they have not been too successful in the United States, but in other parts around the world, including Canada, Africa, Europe, they have been able to successfully infiltrate power companies using this method or something similar to it.
And that's incredible. No, so a Word document that they've sent has something embedded in that Word document that will then allow them to get into the system? Am I understanding that right?
You're absolutely correct. And older versions of Microsoft Office are still out there. You still see Microsoft Office, you know, 2003 sometimes. Well, that won't protect you against a new type of script that it, you know, if you try to open up an embedded script inside of a Word file with such an old version of Microsoft Word, well, it's going to be able to traverse the network and potentially take that computer over. And this is why that's a prime example of why keeping your software up to date with the current version is also going to give it your best security for your organization.
Wow.
And sometimes you may just forget, and that's okay. School districts sometimes forget, but there are some very low-cost options and special programs for nonprofits that allow them to keep their technology up to date so that this doesn't happen to them. One also scary fact is that particularly nonprofits are targets because their donor lists are typically high net worth individuals, and they want to go after the donor list and target them specifically by stealing their cell phone number by a process called SIM swapping. If they have cryptos, emptying out their crypto wallets. It's a major problem if you're a donor and you're working with a nonprofit. You want to make sure that that nonprofit is secured. And, of course, schools are, well, do we call them, you know, nonprofits. And there are many people involved in making a school happen. And we don't want that information out there, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Good to know. This is Attila Serez, president of CYPAC, IT Management and Cybersecurity, based here in Hawaii. And the best way to get in touch with you?
Just give us a ring, 861-9595.
That's an easy number, 861-9595. Remember, we always have to put 808. I sometimes forget when I'm just automatically dialing something. My fingers haven't, you know, inputted the 808. Now, you started talking about the Microsoft Edge browser, the default browser on Windows. What was this about, the malware bytes you were talking about?
Sure thing. So I'm sure you've noticed, if you have a Windows computer, that there's a lot of news that started showing up in your taskbar. And if you bring up a web browser, it fights you and wants to use Microsoft's Edge browser, which there's nothing wrong with it. It's a great browser. But inside of that, there's also more news. And they've now discovered that the most effective news stories have kind of like this clickbait feel, like they're, you know, terrifying, like man finds a cave in his backyard and enters it and finds ... right? You want to click on that.
Oh.
Get a picture of a cave, right? Those kind of movies. Oh. And so these scammers have figured out that if they create these kind of clickbait type news stories and they direct you to a website, on that website they can create a tech support scam. So a fake pop-up shows up, says your computer's infected, you need to call us right away, give us some money, and we'll clean it out for you. No harm, no foul. And I can't tell you, I've seen this scam for over 10 years. This is just a new way that they've been able to push it out. And the problem is that most people get taken by this scam, and they never tell anyone about it.
Oh.
And that's the sad part. Yeah, we see, our kupuna are a little bit trusting.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that everyone knows that scams that include gift cards, that include tech support, those are very, very common because they're very effective. In fact, I was giving a presentation just recently, and as we were giving the presentation, someone who was listening in, their mom was running out the door. She says, quick, I need to borrow the car keys because I need to go to Walmart to buy gift cards because the FBI is going to come arrest me if I don't pay them with my Apple gift card.
Oh.
It's not how it works. Oh, yeah. And this happens. And I promise you, anyone who's listening may have heard of someone that this has happened to, and they may not have told anyone, and they could have gotten taken over and over and over again.
That's terrible.
Scams are an old industry, well-oiled machine, and human psychology has not changed in a few thousand years. So they're able to capitalize on our own internal operating system that has not been upgraded. So a little bit of education goes a long way.
Yeah, you know, the old adage, anything that seems too good to be true is. And then the other one is, I've had it happen where somebody called and said, so-and-so has been arrested and they're asking for your help. And they have a name that's right, but fortunately, the location was completely wrong since the person was standing next to me. Even though you know, there's something that's just so terrifying about an emergency call telling you that you need to help somebody who's in distress in your family. It's just, until you get so desensitized to the whole thing, you just hang up on them.
Well, impersonation scams are a real problem. And what you're describing is an individual impersonation scam. So in this instance, they may steal, you know, a few $100 or a few $1,000 from you. The fight that we have to deal with on a regular basis has to do with that on a business level. It's called business email compromise. It is the number one reported problem to the FBI, according to the FBI's IC3 annual report. That's their Internet Crime and Complaint Center. We've seen the smallest amount being $30,000, the largest amount being over $500,000 by those impersonating contractors and subcontractors and being able to steal that money. In fact, I remember some years back we did a show on this where an AOAO had over $250,000 stolen through such an impersonation scam of one of their subcontractors. So vendor impersonation is very serious, and it goes even worse than that. The Target breach that was made famous a few years ago, that happened because an HVAC vendor had their infrastructure infiltrated, and then they were able to hop into Target's infrastructure and steal all the customer data. So this is a real problem from the bigger standpoint. But the same tactics are used to try to manipulate you into sending money to someone who you think is a close friend who's stuck in a far-off country.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it's so easy to fall for that. And just one final note. We hear about companies being attacked, cyber attacks, large corporations, hospitals and power companies. I mean, all of these, I always think to myself, why don't they have security? I mean, how are these people getting in? Is it that they're so much better at getting in than our equipment is at protecting, or we're just failing to upgrade the systems?
A little bit of both. Sometimes there's some deferred maintenance on the equipment side, or they don't invest properly because they feel that everything's been working fine as is. Why invest in added protection?
Okay.
And the other half of that is behavior. So the Uber hack that the news that broke yesterday, that was specific to user behavior. All they had to do was get inside of one account, and then from there they were able to traverse the network and start stealing data. So they just clicked once on an annoying message that showed up a bunch of times, and that was it. They got in. And in fact, all signs point to that hacker for Uber being a pretty young guy. So this one's not a nation state. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So that guy's got job security.
All right. So how do we get your newsletter, Deep Watch?
Sure thing. We do our best to try to provide free resources to the community. We send out a weekly email newsletter with kind of a curated content of the most relevant stuff. And we try to keep it positive. You know, it's very easy to go down a deep, dark hole and be afraid. But every bit of news that we send out, we take a piece of information that's relevant to you, and we give you an actionable something, some sort of takeaway that you can do today. So, for instance, the one that we sent out yesterday indicated this edge compromise, and we showed you how to click a few buttons and then make all that fake news go away. So you can do all these things very easily. Go to our website, cypac.com, that's C-Y-P-A-C. com. There's the Deep Watch link, and you can subscribe to our newsletter, and we'll send you out that stuff on a weekly basis. We want to help try to keep the community safe. We do our regular webinars and presentations and all kinds of stuff, and you can benefit from that by following us also on social media as well as that email newsletter.
Awesome. And if you'd like to get in touch with Attila Serez, president of CyPAC IT Management and Cybersecurity, based right here in Hawaii, the number is 808-861-9595. Great talking with you, Attila. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. Aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be back after this. Bob Bupka is coming in the clubhouse, voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, host in the grill room with Bob and Jay. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Iwilei.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
Are you ready to take your game to the next level? Own the simulators the pros use. The award-winning Golf Zone simulators are now available in Hawaii. Automatic ball return and tee up, 5 different hitting surfaces, 200 courses worldwide, and a moving dual plate floor system with worldwide internet connectivity. To get yours, contact Dan at Indoor Birdie Hawaii, 808-635-3989. You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii-savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Bob Bubka, voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, host in the Grill Room with Bob and Jay, author The Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event, released in first ebook edition by Diversion Books, updated and revised. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Well, thank you, Danielle, and I think only fitting to offer my condolences to a lot of the guys that I work with and a lot of citizens everywhere that are mourning the departure of Queen Elizabeth. What an inspiration, what a leader she really was. And two very unusual things about Queen Elizabeth you may or may not know, Danielle. Number one, she never had a day of school. And number two, she never granted a one-on-one interview. She was tutored and just had a reservation about doing interviews. So you would think somebody that was in her position for 70 years, when you hear those two things, it's quite surprising. Now, on to the queen of Hawaiian golf radio, Danielle Tucker, and her visit to Century Headquarters.
Oh.
Tell me how good that was.
It was wonderful. Goodness gracious, I sound like a kid when I talk about Century World and I talk about Stevens Point because, I was saying to somebody who lives there, I said, God, you know, I could really live here. This is so beautiful and it's, you know, it's intimate and it's comfortable and it's just, it's like old Hawaii. You know, it's small, it just 2,400 people live there, and the river runs through, and there's handicap accessible for fishermen or women, so they can still get down to the fishing places along. It's just so community. The Boys and Girls Club. I just saw so much through Century. Of this little community, of course, and connected communities is Stevens Point and the whole island of Maui. A Century is really devoted to doing a lot for the island of Maui till, 2035. That was, I was sitting at the table when that announcement was made. I was like, really? That's incredible. 2035. So, yeah, I had a wonderful time. The golf course is fabulous, and it's home of the U.S. Senior Men's Open. That's going to be in June of next year. And the golf course, there's some really tough holes. It's trickier than it looks. And the story about the flower hole is just so funny because the poor architect, he's bringing the owner not the owner, the president, the man who was Pete McPartland's position, president, CEO, president of the board of directors, showing him, and Robert Trent Jones Jr., you know, showing him this par three, and this president says, this is the most boring golf hole I've ever seen. Which, what do you say to that? You know, you're showing off the golf course that you've made. It's the most boring golf hole I've ever seen. So he had just come from, Robert Trent Jones Jr., had just come from Europe. Maybe a flower festival. They have them all over the place in Europe. And it just pops in his head, flowers. We'll put flowers everywhere. And the president goes, yeah, that should work. You see,
now that's how most good ideas come about, off the cuff like that. And by the way, that person that you said that, I could almost live here.
Yes.
They say to you, why don't you come back in February and talk to us?
Darn it if they didn't bring that up, you know? Yes, they made much about the harsh winters, the amount of snow and the chilly conditions, that we would be experiencing. So, yeah, it came home. I've lived in cold climes, but they brought up the driving part. You know, you've got to drive in those conditions. Where I lived, we had the bus drove us. You know, we didn't have our own cars. It was a small town way up in the mountains. Oh, but Bob, there's so much going on. Look at this. There's a new season of golf. Wait a second. It wasn't the old season just a couple of weeks ago. Is this the last of these wraparounds, Bob Bupka?
Yes, it is. Next year, normalcy will return to the PGA Tour. And I think it partly in appreciation of how Century has stepped up to the plate and signed on to 2035. Congratulations and thank you to all the great people at Century for doing that. But next year, 2023, it will be the first event of the season. And it'll be Tournament of Champions. They've expanded the field.
Yes.
It's just getting bigger and better. And the bottom line of all of that, more dollars for charities on Maui.
Yeah, absolutely. More dollars for the Maui charities, more excitement. Can you just tell me really quickly, because I can't remember, why in the world did the PGA Tour think it was a good idea to have the wraparound nonstop golf season?
Well, I think, and this is just my opinion, that they didn't want to get out of the fans' eye. They didn't want to have an off season, which I think is wrong. I mean, all the other sports have off seasons, and what it does is really piques the interest. I guarantee you, next year's event, okay, at Maui, at the wonderful Plantation course there, the interest is going to be sky high. It's going to be the first event of the season, an expanded field, a great sponsor, ideal weather, wonderful golf course by Crenshaw and Coore.
Mm.
I mean, all the ingredients are there, and I think now that it is the official first event of the season, it's going to be gangbusters.
Yes, it is going to be gangbusters. And thanks to Bob Bupka, I have Ben Crenshaw saying, good morning, Danielle. And I always find something that has to do with Corin Crenshaw to talk about whenever he's there, saying, which is every Saturday morning. And I really want you to say thank you to Ben Crenshaw for me, Bob Bupka. Can you do that?
I certainly can. Matter of fact, he's sitting right here. Hey, Ben, put that beer down, and Danielle wants to say thank you.
Ben Crenshaw's got such a great sense of humor. He'd be laughing right now. It's wonderful times. Yes. So we're really excited because the Century Tournament of Champions volunteer registration's open, too, for the 2023 event. And what's really cool about being a volunteer is you get to go on the other side of the ropes, and you find out, you know, what it takes to be in the middle of the action and what it takes to put on an event like this, an integral part of the Century Tournament of Champions, making it possible to, of course, put on this world-class tournament, devoting time, talent, and passion to help run all aspects of it. And it's awesome. So if you'd like to be a volunteer, all you have to do is go to CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com, all spelled out, and then click volunteer. And if you'd like to email, you could go to century@pgatourhq.com, centurytournament@pgatourhq.com. You're emailing the headquarters. And otherwise, you could always call 808-665-5413, 665-5413.
Yes. You know, Danielle, yes. I just want to say that any of your listeners right now that have never in the past volunteered for a golf tournament, you just try it. I mean, thousands and thousands of people that I've come in contact with over the years, they absolutely love it. They plan their whole yearly schedule around coming back and being a volunteer over and over and over again. So where can you have a great time? Where can you do great things for, you know, the island of Maui and all the wonderful charities that are going to be benefited and, you know, do something that you haven't been able to do in the past? It's a wonderful, wonderful experience.
It's the ultimate in sustainable tourism.
No, you're right.
Yeah. It's what's happened. A lot of people want to go to a place and get to know the place by volunteering to do something, whether it's cleaning up the side of the road or whatever, you know, going into a lo'i and working in that taro, which is a very muddy operation, but it feels really satisfying to the feet. That's something. It's something to think about doing. Can I ask you a question about your opinion on something that is being talked about a whole lot? You know, it's the number 54 comes to mind. I don't want to say the word yet. Would you mind? Live Golf.
My opinion of 54.
Live Golf. Live Golf.
Know, the parent organization. Here's my position, and I mean this sincerely. I haven't taken sides. I think both sides may have some valid arguments. The thing that disappoints me is the way or the lack of getting together to try and work this out so that it benefits golf overall. I mean, there's no one right way. I understand the PGA Tour's position. They're trying to protect what they've had. They want more opportunities for players. They raise the prize money. But that money doesn't come out of thin air. That comes from sponsors. So, you know, it's great for the players. It's great for the PGA Tour. But it's in a little added burden on the sponsors. And that's something that's distasteful for me. Where is this going to end? I have no idea. When is it going to end? That's the bigger question. I think this is going to linger on for maybe another 2 or 3 years. And the biggest loser, the longer this goes on, is just the sport of golf.
It's true. What I think about for the PGA Tour is not only what we all see, the PGA Tour. There's, you know, the Fortinet Championship that's going on right now. But there's also the PGA Champions. There's the feeder tours, that are around the world that the PGA Tour has, you know, is constantly working to keep funding, bring in the sponsors to keep funding those events, to give all these young men a way to get from point, Latin America, wherever they are, to, in some cases,
Asia, to come into the PGA Tour. It also, the PGA Tour also works on having the PGA Tour champions. So for the over 50 guys, you know, they can still play. They can still get out there and compete. It just seems like they're doing an awful lot that doesn't get given credit for. And
No, that's very well said, Danielle. PGA Tour does a lot of good things. Now, I have an idea. It's probably a little, out of the norm, but, you know, most of my ideas fall into that category.
And that's what we love.
The President's Cup.
Yes.
On paper, obviously, it's going to be lopsided. Let's make it in the future, the President's Cup. You want to talk about a supercharged event. It'll make the Ryder Cup look like kindergarten.
Okay. You know, okay, but you got to qualify to get in, right? Or be a captain's pick to be in.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they'll have a captain of the live team, and he'll pick his squad.
He is right.
And they'll go at it.
You're right. They'll go. Now,
would that be fun?
That would... Yes, it would be. I take umbrage with where the money comes from on the live side. I just have a problem with that. But one final question, a thought. Do you think how do you give world ranking points, the official girl world ranking points, if a PGA Tour event is 72 holes, is that equal to a live golf tournament that's 54 holes? Isn't it more? I don't know. I don't know how you weigh that against it. It's a quandary, if you ask me, Mr. Bupka.
Well, you know, not everything about the world ranking points is crystal clear.
Okay.
Tiger's tournament with an extremely limited field. What are they, 18 players?
Uh-huh.
And they get world ranking points.
Okay.
Is that... is that a better test than 54 holes with a lot more golfers? I don't know. I'm not smart enough.
No, I know.
I just want to broadcast golf. I just love this sport. I love Maui. I love Hawaiian Queen of Golf, Danielle Tucker. All these other things are out of my head.
Yes.
Out of my head.
Yes. But you've been around the block a few times, and I wanted to ask you what you thought. That's all. So we'll talk about...
I'm tired of going around that block.
Okay.
I'll tell you that. That block's getting longer, Danielle. That block is getting longer.
Bob Bubka, voice of golf on Talk Sport. Thank you so much for your comments about the Queen. We're going to thank our sponsors, Bob. Aloha. Tune up your golf game every day, anytime with the Golf Zone Golf Simulator or play courses from around the world with your friends. They can be on the other side of the planet. Available for hotels, resorts, indoor golf lounges, or your home. Call Dan, Indoor Birdie, Hawaii, 808-635-3989. Aloha Power Equipment's megastore on Alakava in Iwile, next to the Costco gas station. You'll find all of the Aloha Power Equipment's fabulous savings, as well as all their riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, and so many different, you know, companies that are selling, and you'll find each company in its own special spot. It's so cool. All right, then there's calling Derek at Cross Country Mortgage before you even think about going falling in love with some house that you want to buy, because you need to be pre-approved. Yes, you need to take care of all of that stuff that you've got to do, okay? Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. They make sure buyers are educated about what's going on every step of the way. Derek's number, 808-445-4038. MD Restoration, flood, fire disasters, you need help. MD Restoration is on it. Any day, time, you know, where it doesn't matter, 24/7. If disaster strikes your home or your office, just call MD Restoration. They are licensed contractors, and they'll take care of it all. And we're honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. The best way to get good at this game is to learn from a PGA. And CyPack, for cybersecurity for your company or your organization. CyPack. an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.